K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Yeah. Hi, this is John. Did I win?
Yes, you did.
Woo! Yes, let's go!
You got tickets to see Cage the Elephant, and you're qualified to see them open for Oasis in New York.
Let's go, baby. That's what I am talking about.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? We have What's Up with Florida on the show today. A big nude boat, which is what it sounds like, a nude cruise. No, thank you. People are dumb. From right here in L.A., a woman stuck in a fireplace. This seems to be happening a lot, stuck in a chimney. The 420 catch of the day, where we introduce you to new music. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets for The Offspring as well. Plus, a lot more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No, idiot.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
There's a company called Bare Necessities Tour and Travel. They want you to go on a nude cruise.
You like to travel light? Are the clothes in your bag weighing you down? Well, one cruise ship soon to set sail from the Florida coast wants you to travel without them.
All right, I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise, but the one I was on, you sit at a giant table when you eat with a bunch of strangers, and it seems perhaps like that wouldn't be best nude.
Beginning in February, the big nude boat will take travelers from Miami to the Caribbean for a paradise.
Seriously, most people are pretty gross. That's why when you go into public restrooms, it sucks. It's like nudity in a ball pit at McDonald's. Nope.
Vacation. Tickets for this 11-day cruise are on sale right now, and you can find all the information you need.
11 days around strangers who are nude. 11 days. Nope. I feel like I'd have to be the first person up because I don't want to sit on any surface that has already been sat on. Because, you know, leakage.
To hop on board this clothes-free cruise on our 10 Tampa Bay app.
Or, go with me here, don't.
No.
Congratulations to Jorge from Riverside. Just got those tickets for Cage the Elephant at the El Rey and is in the drawing to go to New York to see Cage the Elephant open for Oasis. Your chance to win is coming up.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Local story right here in San Fernando. Rescue teams were called to the San Fernando Recreation Center. And I'll let the report take it from here.
30-year-old woman found herself in a dangerous situation tonight, stuck in a chimney.
What's happening in your life when you're going in a chimney? She's going in a chimney, right? Not out, because you can get out 100 different ways. So she's going in through the fireplace and gets stuck in the chimney.
In San Fernando, she had to be rescued by several firefighters.
How did the firefighters know she was stuck in a chimney? She couldn't weasel her phone out, right?
From that chimney on the house there. Sky Fox was over it about an hour ago when she was pulled out. It's a wild scene.
They're showing video on the news of firefighters on the outside of the chimney pulling a woman out.
She's conscious and seemed to be okay.
I have so many questions.
Same.
Why was she there? How did she get in the chimney? How she got up there in the first place? What was she doing?
All great questions. And also, can you even fit in a chimney? Why do people keep trying this? Even if you're circus gym Gymnastic small. Can you fit in the chimney?
What are the options?
I don't know. Thinking she was there cleaning the gutters and...
Yeah, she was there cleaning the gutters and fell in the chimney? That's your question?
Fell in.
That is your question.
Well, we have heard from police she was actually arrested once she was stabilized after she got out of the chimney. So presumably there was some sort of criminal aspect.
There's a big backstory there as to why this woman is at that house in that chimney.
I'm going to need you guys to go back and get some details for this story.
And who she is, and is there drugs involved?
I wonder if she called for help. Does she have an arm free to...
I mean, if you're stuck in a chimney, I can't imagine you can work your phone out.
Do you know
that she called for help?
I don't know.
Maybe she's screaming and someone's inside.
Seriously, Channel 11, I'm going to need you to go find more details.
Possible.
They heard something in the chimney. Anyway.
Just lots of questions.
It's a wild visual there. That's all we got, folks. Take it from there with your imagination.
I'm glad she's okay.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
Practicing medicine without a license in Orlando.
Well, tonight an Orlando woman is facing more than a dozen charges accused of practicing medicine without a license.
How exactly does this happen? People practice medicine without a license. She doing it out of the back of her car?
And botching a procedure that left a woman burned.
It was a double chin procedure. How does she end up burned?
West 2's Tony Atkins spoke with the victim's attorney.
29-year-old Gabriela Pereira is facing 20 felony charges, including practicing health care without a license. According to investigators, Pereira provided endolaser treatment.
So she's using a laser on the woman's chin.
To a woman's chin, causing burns from the laser sitting too long in the area.
Is there no physical response? Can you see that it's burning, or did you step out for a smoke?
The work, according to this report, was performed at Tanya Beauty Medical Spa.
All right, it was at a spa, so it's not in the back of her car.
On Park Center Drive in Orlando.
Investigators say she was arrested late last week.
You go there trusting that they're going to do, you know, what you contracted them for and do a good job.
Attorney Felipe Mavromatis is representing the patient in this case. He says the work was done free of charge.
Red flag.
If she allowed the business to post the results to its 4 million Instagram followers.
She should have to post the results to the Instagram.
When it was all said and done, he says his client had burns, blisters, and more. Problems they offered to fix.
Going as far as saying, look, come to my house, come to my home.
Red flag.
And I'll do these procedures on the weekend for you, rather than saying go to the doctor.
Soon after, the attorney says the woman was referred to a licensed specialist.
And at that point, even that clinician is like, look, this is above my skill level. Go to the hospital immediately. This is a life and death situation because she had necrosis under her chin.
Oh, necrosis is so gross. It's dead skin. You are not going to get likes on your Instagram.
On Instagram, the spa posted this statement in Portuguese saying they were surprised by an inspection done by local authorities.
How is that a defense? Yeah, we were surprised when they showed up for an inspection.
They also affirmed that they have all the necessary licenses for operation.
I mean, minus one.
Court records show Pereira posted a bond of $29,750 under the condition she'd surrender her passport.
I'm guessing passport. We have tickets for you to see the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you can also qualify to see Cage the Elephant open up for Oasis in New York, coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you are caller 20.
You got
tickets to see the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're also on the standby boarding list to go to New York to see them open for Oasis.
That's amazing. Honestly, the Cage the Elephant show is on my birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
Roberto!
We knew that. Happy birthday. This is Kevin Reiter. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up next. But first, Megan Holliday is here like she is every day at 4 for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4 with Megan Holliday and Kevin Reiter.
1, 2, 3.
On August 11th, Adam Harper, a resident of Frederick, Maryland, attended a city council meeting and, as a form of protest, pulled down his pants and mooned the city officials present. And let's just play the clip of what he said while he was doing this.
My opinion of you communist bastards. Wow. God bless the USA!
So he said, this is my opinion of you communist bastards. So he had been voicing his frustrations over the difficulty in obtaining public records, and he justified his behavior by citing a 2006 Maryland court ruling that classified mooning as expressive conduct, not indecent exposure. So he found a workaround. He found a workaround.
I got in trouble for that when I was a kid. I wish I would have known that.
And I was like, I know that Kevin Ryder is going to love this.
Yep.
He's going to love this. All right, moving on to the second story. A 47-year-old man was bitten in the leg by a shark while fishing on Cayo Costa Beach near Boca Grande, Florida. Mm-hmm. Of course, a guy in Florida would do this. Emergency responders provided aid at the scene before he was airlifted to the hospital for further treatment. For most people with shark bites, I feel awful. But this guy was standing on the shore with the shark and his hands inside of the shark mouth, opening up the mouth to take, you know, videos and pictures.
Wait,
and stuff.
Was it alive?
It was alive. It was alive.
And he was taking pictures with it?
Yeah. It was so messed up. And so, this is the clip of him in the hospital, and this is what he has to say.
It happens sometimes. I'm lucky. Really, it could have been a lot worse. Luckily, he only took a little bit of me, and not a lot. I'm a shark bite victim. A lot of good stories now.
Wow.
Freaking idiot.
What a douchebag.
Okay. Do not feel bad for him at all, by the way. Okay, third story, and you had told me about this yesterday. Liam Gallagher has been banned from tossing his tambourine and maracas into the audience during Oasis reunion performances after a woman was injured in a scuffle over the instruments at Wembley Stadium. This is so messed up. A 42-year-old fan sustained bruises on her legs and cuts to her hands when two men aggressively wrestled the maracas away from her. Okay, that's so messed up. So at a recent show, Gallagher said on stage, I can't throw my tambourine out tonight or my maracas. I've been told not to because you guys don't know how to behave yourselves, you know?
When Liam Gallagher says that.
Yeah, that's when you know we got a problem on our hands. And I'm just so pissed that people have to ruin it for all of us who are going to see Oasis at the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Hayley Williams, of course, the front woman of Paramore, dropped 17 new solo tracks in July and then put them on streaming services the 1st of August. There's a lot of speculation about a new album, but she's not confirming that. There's also some rumors about her rescheduling solo date tours that were canceled in 2020. She's not saying anything about that, but this is a brand new song called Kill Me, and it's Hayley Williams on the world famous K-Rock, the 420 catch of the day. That is the 420 catch of the day from Hayley Williams, who of course is the lead singer of this band, Paramore. That song is Kill Me. It's the 420 catch of the day. We always like to take your stories in the 5 o'clock hour, and we have tickets to give away for the best story.
Oh, hell yeah, we do. We're going to send you to see The Offspring, Jimmy Eat World, and Newfound Glory at the Forum on August 29th, so you better be goddamn entertaining.
That's coming up. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Retell us the story about the dude with the moon.
Okay, this guy in Maryland attended a city council meeting, and as a form of protest, he pulled down his pants and mooned the city officials present, and this is what he said.
My opinion of you communist bastards. God bless the USA.
And as he's saying that, his pants are down.
Yeah.
He's mooning as he's yelling that.
So we're going to talk about indecent exposure, which you said there's a law that's been passed that's not.
So the guy cited a 2006 Maryland court ruling that classified mooning as expressive conduct, not indecent exposure.
Interesting.
Yeah, he found a loophole.
Because I got in trouble when I was a kid for indecent exposure for mooning the whole Little League team. We were like in the back of a truck and we thought it was hilarious, and there was a cop sitting right there, and he pulled us over and went, what are you doing? I'm sitting right here. How could you not see me?
Those were different days.
Those were very different days. Yes. So indecent exposure is the topic for the phone calls at 800-520-1067. That and or texts. It doesn't have to be necessarily you got in trouble with the law. Maybe your parents in-laws, neighbors, husband, wife, neighbor,
yeah,
whatever it was indecent exposure, and those are the stories that we want to hear. And for the best stories,
we've got your tickets to see The Offspring at the Forum on August 29th.
K-Rock, you got in trouble for indecent exposure.
I have a question. When you say indecent exposure, can it be nude pictures? Does that count or not?
Why not?
Let's hear the story.
Okay, so one evening, my boss was talking to me, and so was my boyfriend, and I sent the guy new photos of me to the boss by accident.
Okay.
Quitting the job because I found out a couple times later, I just resigned. I said, I can't do that. You know, it's going to be awkward at work for about a week, you know?
Yeah.
And then I end up quitting.
I don't blame you for quitting.
Yep. So you got caught for indecent exposure.
800-520-1067. Gotta be honest, I'm kind of getting tired of Joe.
I like to call him Joe for show. Joe Gilmore in Santa Monica hooked up with those KG Elephant tickets and maybe going to see them in Oasis in New York.
And I'm just kidding, Joe. And we're taking your phone calls about indecent exposure at 800-520-1067. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Talking about getting caught for indecent exposure. And we're taking your calls at 800-520-1067. You can call and or text. And for the most interesting caller,
we've got your tickets to see The Offspring at the Forum on the 29th.
And that's going to be a great show. You have a story for us?
Hey, how you doing? I got an indecent exposure for you.
Let's hear it.
Well, my parents were out of town and they got a swimming pool. So me and my girlfriend thought it would be fun and go skinny dipping in the backyard. 2 weeks later when they came back, neighbors went up to my stepfather and asked him if he could stop being nude in the backyard bathing. They thought it was him in the backyard, but it was us.
Did you get yelled at by your stepdad?
No, I don't think they've ever brought it up to us.
So wow.
How did the neighbors see you, and then how did you find out that all happened?
You know what? I don't even recall. This was like 5-7 years ago. It was just the walls were really low. I was a lot younger, a lot careless. I didn't really care about all that kind of stuff. You know,
right.
My girlfriend are all trying to show off at the pool and stuff. And then I think maybe my mom might have said something to me. The neighbor said something, now that I recall.
Oh, okay. Man. Your mom, you don't want your mom involved in that conversation. K-Rock, hello. You got in trouble for indecent exposure?
Okay, so I was, getting it on with this one girl, and we're at a park late at night about 2 in the morning. And so basically, anyway, this girl comes and knocks on my door. I was in a parked car, basically. Yes, and then I like, oh, snap. So I get in the car and drive away with no clothes on.
Wait.
And fortunately, I didn't get caught either. I don't know if my headlights were on. I forgot to mention that. So, yeah, the headlights were on. And then I just get in the car, like, oh, snap, and just drive away. I start up and just drive away. And that was it. I just went home.
We are taking your phone calls on indecent exposure. You have a story?
Okay, so on my 22nd birthday, I went to a bar in Burbank, and apparently I got so drunk that I didn't realize I flashed and, like, completely took off my top to the bartenders to get some shots. And the next morning, I woke up in my neighbor's bush.
In your neighbor's bush?
Yeah, I have no idea how I got there.
That
I somehow
happens.
Walked from like Fantasia Billiards in Burbank to my neighbor's bush and fell asleep. And then I got like a phone call the next day that I left my credit card and I was no longer allowed at that bar.
Wow, what a mess.
They don't like boobs, I guess, at
right?
that bar. What the hell?
Taking your phone calls on indecent exposure.
800-520-1067.
Like we thought, a lot of our listeners have indecent exposure stories.
These are some of my all-time favorites, I have to say.
It is pretty fun. So we've got more calls for you coming up. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Good afternoon, Megan and friend.
Hello. That's rare.
You have an indecent exposure story?
I do. In fact, I do.
Let's hear it.
Colorado River, ran into a girl, jumped into the back of a pickup, and woke up at probably about 6 o'clock in the morning, completely naked. Turns out her boyfriend saw us, and he passed out and fell asleep across my feet.
What?
At the base of the truck. Yes.
Wait, hold on. So her boyfriend catches you having sex with his girlfriend, and then he passes out on your feet.
Yeah, in the back of the truck. And I get up, and I pull my feet out from underneath this dude, who's literally, I don't know, 200 pounds worth of dead weight, and get onto my, I had a beach cruiser, and I hopped onto my beach cruiser and rode all the way through the camp, butt-ass naked, all the way back to my car and to the my camp where I was actually hanging out.
Were there a lot of people who saw you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was basically streaking on a bicycle.
I like the joy with which you tell that part of the story. K-Rock, hello. Indecent exposure?
2004. I was dating a really cool rock musician and alt-metal band in Riverside. I live in Orange County. And I went out there to have lunch with him one weekend. We're just kind of tooling around. We were going to go do dance classes later. And he takes me to the shopping center. We get sandwiches and a couple of cold beers. There's not really any place to drink the beer, you know, because it's all public places. So he says, follow me. And we go and we find this one building that looks like, you know, nothing's going on. It hasn't been occupied yet. So we're back behind there and we're enjoying our beer. And we start messing around and I start giving him a job. And we're like back against the back of the building, nobody around. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a squad car pulls up beside us. And this cop jumps out of the car, goes running past us. I'm on my knees, okay?
Running past us. Why does the cop run past you?
Because he runs into this little door that was behind us. We were in the backside of these buildings, right?
And right.
So we're just looking at each other like, you know, two deers caught in the headlights with our mouths open going, what the hell just happened? And I got put in another squad car on the other side. And we're like, oh, crap. Another cop hops out, starts to go running, and looks over at us. We're sitting there holding our beers. The cop looks at us. He goes, listen, you guys need to get out of here. This is a substation. Shoo, oh, my God.
Never so you just got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they weren't interested in you at all?
They weren't even interested. No. And they're sitting there having a cold beer. You know, and like I said, I was literally on my knees.
That seems perfect.
I love her.
And how lucky are you?
She's a legend.
All right. We have tickets to give away for The Offspring. I got to tell you, I like the guy that we talked to just before her.
Yeah.
A little bit better because he woke up with the boyfriend across his feet. That's weird.
That is a crazy story. And he was brave enough to go on his beach cruiser.
Right.
Through the camp, butt naked.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're going to give it to Rich.
Offspring tickets. Congratulations, Rich.
Butt naked.
That is it for me. I'm out of here. Megan Holiday is next.
And I've got your tickets to see KG Elephant at the El Rey. Be qualified to see them in New York with Oasis. It's coming up at 6 on K-Rock.